7. Communist Ideals, Tempting Man Toward His Own Destruction. Despite communist theory being full of loopholes and contradictions, many are still deceived by it. This is because Marx described a communist paradise that people all over the world would enjoy. This is the central fantasy and delusion. His depiction includes, quote, overwhelming material abundance, much higher moral standards, and, quote, from each according to his ability to each according to his need. There would be no private ownership, no gap between the rich and the poor, no ruling class, no exploitation, freedom, and equality for all. And each person would be able to develop his or her particular talents. Life would be wonderful. This set of deceitful arguments attracted many to fight for it. Many Westerners today have never had the tragic experience of living in a communist totalitarian state. They continue to harbor an illusory hope for a communist paradise, and therefore fan the flames by advocating communist and socialist ideas. In fact, all the ideas put forward by Marx are simply illusions. Marxism claims that a communist society will enjoy a superabundance of material goods. However, human desires and human wants are endless. Under the constraints of limited human knowledge, limited working hours, and limited resources, shortages and deprivations are inevitable. This is the most basic starting point for all economic studies. Without these constraints, people wouldn't have to explore which kind of production method was most efficient, as the supposed superabundance would provide for all and could be squandered at will. Marxism claims that moral standards in communist society will have greatly improved. However, good and evil coexist in each person, and the improvement of moral standards requires the guidance of orthodox beliefs and values, as well as personal efforts in self-cultivation. What Marxism preaches is atheism and class struggle, which enlarge the evil side of man. People are not allowed to have freedom of belief, and religion is only a political tool of the Communist Party. What's more, under communism, religious institutions are used to safeguard tyranny, to mislead the world, to resist God, to oppose God, and to turn people further away from God. Without righteous belief in God and self-discipline, morality can only decline. In addition, all communist leaders were tyrants, arrogant, lewd, and completely unethical. To expect their followers to be so vastly improved in moral standards runs counter to reason. Marxism also claims there will be equality for all. But as discussed earlier, socialism inevitably leads to totalitarianism. Power is the basis of resource distribution. Yet the distribution of power under a totalitarian state is most unfair. Therefore, resource distribution under totalitarianism will also be most unfair. In all countries where socialism rules or has ruled, people see a privileged class form, as well as extreme gaps between the rich and the poor, and the suppression of people by the state. Marxism deceives people with the promise of from each according to his ability to each according to his need. However, socialist economies are beholden to power. Ordinary people do not have basic freedoms, not to mention being able to act at will according to their own ability. Given that human desires are endless, even the richest person on earth can't get all he or she wants, let alone the average person. It's impossible to achieve a superabundance of goods in the first place, given the natural scarcity of resources, not to mention their distribution to whoever needs them. Communism also deceives people by promising that every member of society can give full play to his or her abilities. Marxism says that the division of labor creates alienation, but in fact, division of labor is necessary for any society. Adam Smith argues in The Wealth of Nations that a division of labor can greatly increase productivity and promote prosperity. The differences created by the division of labor are not necessarily conflicts, nor need they lead to alienation and depersonalization. People from all walks of life can elevate their morals, contribute to society, and bring happiness to mankind. The communist economic outlook is anti-moral. Its damage has already been seen in socialist and communist countries. The various forms of disguised communist economics in the West have also brought damage to society. Communism inevitably creates totalitarian tyranny, poverty, and famine. It incessantly expands the evil in human nature and destroys human morality. It is the most evil and worst countercurrent in human history. Looking back at over a century of communism's history, the ruthless reality, time and time again, proves that it is a history of inciting hatred, mass murder, and evil. All communist totalitarian countries see the cruelest killing, and people in these countries have the least freedom and human rights. Resources are exhausted for military purposes. People's belongings are robbed of them to make the privileged class rich with power, while the majority are left to labor in poverty. The communist movement not only deprives people of their lives, but also leads to enormous destruction of traditional values and culture. In particular, in communist China, moral standards have already dropped to a horrifying degree, far beyond what one can easily imagine. The harvesting of organs from living people, good people who practice self-cultivation, has become a state-sanctioned industrial operation. Communists have turned humans into monsters. Medical personnel, who are supposed to help the sick, have become cold-blooded murderers. The CCP's evil has reached across the world. Countries that are supposed to be upholding human rights are enticed with economic incentives to turn a blind eye. Over the past century, communists have used the original communist teachings to attract the general public, intellectuals, and younger generations. After the collapse of the Eastern European communist regimes, the remaining communist regimes no longer kept their violent communist images and instead absorbed the capitalist economic system and morphed into regimes that promote high taxes, a high level of welfare benefits, and wealth redistribution. They claim that they are raising the overall living standards and that everyone will enjoy the good days of socialism. Thus, they continue to deceive. Communism caters to man's pursuit of goodness, while leading him to turn almost into a religious fanatic for communist ideology. It uses the pursuit of goodness as its banner to pull people away from God. It pollutes people's minds, strengthens people's evil nature, and leads people to commit all manner of crime. People indulge in material enjoyment, casting aside loftier and nobler beliefs in the higher purpose of life. Communism makes people bleed and sweat. In return, people are poisoned and killed. If the world's people do not wake up now, they will face even more horrifying consequences.